You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Happy Friday. You're tuning into a special segment of New Weekend, New Music. And lucky for you, and also lucky for me, we have a lot to cover. But before we get into that, this podcast is kindly sponsored by DistroKid. If you create music or collaborate with others on music, you absolutely need DistroKid. DistroKid is a service for musicians that puts your music into online stores and streaming services like Spotify and Apple Music. You get paid for your streams, and DistroKid does not take a cut at all. That's right. They help you get your music to the right people and collect your money fair and square. All you have to do is pay your annual membership fee, and that's it. And on top of that, they can split your sales with other collaborators all through DistroKid. Just the website itself. There's no math, there's no accounting. Everything is done for you, and you decide how you want to split up that money. It's super easy, and be sure to use my code distrokid.com/VIP/alwaysalessandra for 7% off your first year's membership. So go out, get DistroKid, make your music, and get your coin. Now it's time for New Weekend, New Music. Starting off with the new Adele song, Adele is back. And if you know me, you know I respect Adele, but I absolutely hate sad music. So how's that going to work out? Listening to Adele isn't exactly always easy for me, no pun intended, but her new song is called Easy on Me, and I have to be honest, guys, it's beautiful. I love it. It's a great ballad. It shows off her vocal range. It's effortless in true Adele fashion. I can't complain. My favorite Adele song has got to be When We Were Young, and this is giving me the same vibe. I don't know if you guys agree, but I'm getting the same vibe. And that's why I love it. 10 out of 10 for me, guys, with this one. It was worth the wait. I love it. Next up, we have new Coldplay with Selena Gomez, Let Somebody Go. I absolutely loved their track, My Universe, with BTS. And I'm so happy they're back to making music and taking over the charts. We were in a Coldplay drought, but luckily the Coldplay gods answered our prayers and they're here to stay, at least I think. So this one is a little on the slower side, especially for Coldplay, but still a quality track. Love the Selena Gomez feature. I think they did a great job picking out who was going to sing on this song. The harmonies on the single are flawless. It's a sad song, so you guys know how I feel about those, but still, it's incredible. I can't even lie. And a previous Selena Gomez collaborator, Kygo, is back with new music as well. Undeniable with X Ambassadors, another banger, upbeat, hype, classic Kygo. You gotta love it. I do. The beat is addictive as hell. I can't complain about anything that Kygo ever drops, specifically when he remixes those 80s tracks. Ugh, I'm a sucker for those guys. But his original songs are just as good, and Undeniable is a banger. That's all I have to say. Go listen to it and let me know what you think. Honoring the late Mac Miller, his 2014 mixtape Faces is now available on streaming platforms and vinyl. I don't know about you guys, but I've been waiting for this for a long time. There's 25 songs on Faces. You gotta go give it a listen if you haven't heard it. And even if you have, just go reminisce on the old days. I mean, Mac never disappointed us with his music. Rest in peace, Mac Miller. We miss you. And I know everyone else misses his music probably just as much as I do. But at least we have all of his old stuff to still jam out to and remember him by. Moving on to albums, the new Young Thug album is out now. He's going to be performing on SNL tomorrow, which should be really exciting, so be sure to tune into that. Overall, a really solid album. I was very impressed. There's so many great features. I feel like Young Thug collaborates with the best of the best, and this album just took that to a whole new level. That's what I love about him. He knows exactly who to collaborate with, and he kills it every single time. You can also tell that Young Thug puts his all into his work. He has so much passion for music. I respect that a ton. And if I had to pick my favorite track on the album so far, I would say it's Living It Up with Post Malone and A$AP Rocky. I mean, how do you not love a song with Post Malone and then you throw A$AP Rocky on there and then have Young Thug destined for success? Genius. Speaking of new albums, The Driver Era released their album Girlfriend today, and I'm completely obsessed. The Driver Era really knows how to put out bops. And when I tell you this album is just bop on top of bop, I'm telling you the truth. This is their second album after their debut album, X, which was released back in 2019. So give it a listen, see how their sound has matured, let me know what your favorite song is. We can fangirl together, I promise you that. I think, as of now, my favorite song is Beautiful Girl, but honestly, that will probably change in the next 2 days because every single song on that album is fire, and they all are my favorite. So check in with me in a couple of days, it'll definitely be different. Demi Lovato is showing off their powerful vocals and range once again on Unforgettable, Tommy's song, definitely an emotional song, still a bop, as always, even the saddest Demi Lovato songs, and you know how I feel about sad music, they're still bops. Go give it a listen, you'll be blown away, I promise you that, and I can't wait for Demi to drop a new album, even though we just got one recently, that I also can't stop listening to. I am greedy, I can't help it, I need a new Demi Lovato album. So if someone is listening and can make that happen, I would appreciate you. I mean, I already do appreciate you for listening, but I would appreciate you a ton more if you can get me a new Demi Lovato album. Put that on the to-do list, guys. We also have a new song from Miss Dixie D'Amelio, and say what you want about her relationship, her TikTok drama, her rise to fame, all of that, her family. I know there's a ton to unpack there, but I do have to admit, her songs are catchy as hell. And this is another stuck-in-your-head single, I can't even lie. I'm interested, though, to see how it does on the charts. We all know her fans are diehard, but you guys know this weekend and this Friday is a packed house. You know, everybody's releasing new music. You got Adele, you have Coldplay. There's a lot of competition out there. So this isn't just an ordinary Friday. But we'll see if these Dixie D'Amelio fans will get this to chart like some of her previous singles. The production on this new track by Dixie D'Amelio, it's called The Real Thing. It's solid. I have to tell you guys, the people that are working on this song, they know exactly what they're doing. It's catchy, it's kind of in your face, but in that laid back way, if you know what I'm talking about. It's good, it's catchy. Go give it a listen and let me know what you think. Lauren Jauregui is back again with new music as well this Friday. Her new single, Scattered with Vic Mensa, is out now. I have to say, her lyrics are real. She never, ever comes up with surface level lyrics and relies on like a beat or the production to carry her song. She knows exactly what she's doing. Homegirl knows how to get down and dirty when it comes to songwriting. And it touches your soul and your heart. So I appreciate her songwriting completely, but also the song itself is incredible. Vic as a feature too was genius. It really just adds something to this song. It's very chill. It's got that classic Lauren Jauregui vibe. If you've heard her other music, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I have a feeling we'll be hearing more music coming from her soon, and I'm not complaining. This is her second single in just a few weeks. Could we be getting that Lauren Jauregui album, the debut album we've been waiting for since Fifth Harmony disbanded a few years ago? I think it's on its way. I don't know. There's been some talk. We'll see what happens. I think it's on its way. And last but not least, we have a new song from one of our favorites, Rents. What a bop. I absolutely love this song. It's called Track Shoes. It's out now. I'm obsessed with it. The lyrics, the beat, everything. It's perfect. We just did an interview with him a couple weeks ago, so be sure to check that out. We talk about Track Shoes just a little bit. This song follows his latest release, Woo, which is also incredible, and I love that song a ton, but I have to say, I think I love Track Shoes even more. I didn't know if it would be possible, but I've had this song on repeat for a while. I know it's only been out for probably a couple hours now, but I think I'd be fine listening to it for like a week straight and nothing else. Gotta love Rents, gotta love his bops. There was so much new music this Friday. We could definitely not cover everything. You know, you have new music from Phineas, Chelsea Cutler. Obviously, that new Young Thug album has tons of bops and features on it. Go check that out. You got Remy Wolf, Lil Durk, Sweetie, Summer Walker. It's just endless. Lennon Stella. Guys, go check out New Music Friday on Spotify. Give it a shuffle. Let me know your top tracks from this Friday. It's going to be difficult. Like I said, huge competition this Friday, this weekend. So I'll be keeping my eyes on the charts, and I hope you guys do as well. Thank you so much for tuning in to another segment of That's the Tea with Alessandra G. This was new weekend, new music. I appreciate you guys so much for tuning in. If you're a musician or an artist, I beg you to check out DistroKid. You guys will not be disappointed. And shout out to them for sponsoring this episode. We have new interviews and new segments coming up super soon. Reality TV, musicians, Friday features. Everything you guys want to hear and have been requesting is on its way. And now I will reveal my favorite song that was released this Friday. I don't know if you guys will guess it. Hold your breath. Here it comes. My favorite song from Friday, October 15th has got to be Undeniable, Kygo with X Ambassadors. I don't know if that was obvious. I feel like it wasn't. Sometimes I make it super obvious, but I really do love this track, guys. It's upbeat. It's what we need right now. I also have to shout out Adele. Great, great song, Easy On Me. I know all the Adele fans out there are so happy and excited about this. Her new album is on its way. It doesn't get any better for Adele fans right now. Well, that's it for today, folks. Go listen to all of that powerhouse music that just came out today. Let me know what you like the best. I'll see you guys next week for another episode of That's the Tea with Alessandra G. And remember, stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.